For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
We are live outside PNC Arena getting ready for game two of the first round NHL playoff series between the Canes and the New York Islanders. And I encourage all of you to make it out here. And if you do, go ahead and check out our booth here. We have a tent and there's a QR code to scan. If you win, you can you get yourself an autographed Carolina Hurricanes jersey with a whole host of autographs, current players, former players. The coach, Rod Brindamore, signed on there. So make your way down here and scan and get registered.
Some of your favorite Canes.
Right now, it's football at four time.
Yep.
We are just three shows away from draft day.
It's wild.
We have today's show, Tuesday's show, Wednesday's show. Draft is on Thursday.
So this is a great week for being a sports fan.
Unbelievable
in
week.
North Carolina.
So starting 10 days out from the draft, we've been breaking down one position at a time for the Panthers. Mm-hmm. What they've done this offseason, what they need to do, and what they might do in the draft. Today's is a premier position.
All right.
Quarterback.
Yep, there we go.
And I'll say what they're going to do in the draft very simply. Hopefully nothing.
Probably nothing.
Probably nothing. However, the entire draft is kind of about the quarterback, right? It's they may not be drafting a quarterback, but it's all about what they can do for the quarterback. Right, it's like, what can Brown do for you?
Yeah.
What can Morgan do for Bryce? That's what I'm looking at. You won't use a draft pick on taking a quarterback, but I have the list of, they have seven picks here, I have them in front of me. Four or five of these should be made with the quarterback in mind. And what I mean by that is they have a second rounder, their own second rounder, New York's, the Giants' second rounder. They have their own third, their own fourth, New York's fifth, Tennessee's fifth, and Pittsburgh's seventh. Those are the picks that they have. I'd say at minimum four of them go to somebody that either helps Bryce Young when he has protection, meaning somebody that can get open, a wide receiver, a tight end, a running back out of the backfield, or somebody that can give him protection, meaning an offensive lineman or a blocking tight end. If you look at those two things, that's where the draft has to be. And here's why. I was listening to a podcast with Todd McShay.
Yeah.
You all know Todd McShay. He was on ESPN for years and years doing draft prep. And he completely inadvertently, like a ricochet shot, right at Carolina.
Oh, okay.
He's talking about Caleb Williams. And he's talking about how good the Bears have done at surrounding Caleb Williams with talent, right? He's going like, you look at most number one picks, they don't come into the league having Keenan Allen on one side and DJ Moore on the other side. And they have the ninth overall pick to probably bring in an offensive tackle to help him. And he's going to have a good running back and he's going to have on and on and on. He goes, you know, you look at somebody like Bryce Young. Bryce Young had absolutely nothing when
nothing.
He came into the
yeah.
league. And so the conversation wasn't even about the Panthers. It was just about they've done nothing to help Bryce Young, to highlight what another team is doing for their number one overall pick.
Mm-hmm.
He may have even called it the worst situation a first round or a first overall pick quarterback had gone into. And he was talking about Bryce Young.
It's pretty awful.
So you look at that, you think, all right, that's a problem. First step in having a problem is, or first step in solving a problem is acknowledging you have a problem.
Mm-hmm.
That's a problem. The next step is, how can you solve it? You have seven picks. Assuming you don't want to completely ignore defense, four or five of them, I believe, have to be on the offensive side of the ball, and they have to be in positions that directly help Bryce Young. If you're going to bring in a running back, pass-catching running back.
Mm-hmm.
Chuba Hubbard can handle between the tackles. So like, it has to be a late-round pass-catching running back. If you're going to bring in a tight end, either bring in essentially, you know, the modern wide receiver that happens to play tight end.
Yeah, the oversized yeah, wide receiver.
The Evan Engram, the Dalton Kincaid, the Travis Kelce. You know, they're blocking in spirit only,
yeah.
if not in actual technique. Or bring in a third tackle that plays tight end and say, when he's on the field, Bryce, you're going to have less guys in the route, but you're going to have more time to throw it. All of it has to be about setting Bryce up So you're no longer the example of what not to do with a number one overall quarterback, right? You bring in Dave Canales. It's a good start. He's somebody that has a history, Geno Smith, Baker Mayfield, of helping to kind of reclaim the talent that highly drafted quarterbacks have. But, you need the Jimmys and Joes as much as you need the X's and O's. That's what the draft is about.
And so far this offseason, they've done a pretty good job of it, I would say, overall. Mm-hmm. Like you signed good two start. Offensive linemen, interior offensive linemen, to help protect in the middle.
$150 million over 4 or 5 years.
It's a lot of
combined,
cash.
Combine the two.
And you made the trade for Deontay Johnson. Okay, so you've great upgraded trade. Your offensive line. You've already made one upgrade at wide receiver. I still think they're probably going to draft one of those two second-round picks for sure. But it's also a big time on Bryce. Like, okay, we've improved around mm-hmm. you. You need to improve too.
No more just flashes. Full
like,
games.
Yeah, exactly. Like, full games consistently. Like, consistently leading this team up and down the field. Last year, awful year for a multitude of reasons. Not all on him, but he's also not of, you know,
he's completely not completely absolved. Yep.
Yeah, he's not completely absolved either. So this is to me, it's like a prove it year for him too. Show that, okay, this team's investing in what's around you. Show that you can handle it and that you can do it.
And I'll even throw this out there. They've like the reason why I'm so adamant that they draft is because they have cleared the space for it, mm-hmm. right? When you move on from DJ Chark, when you cut Hayden Hurst and you're just essentially opening a roster spot, you're not getting any savings there. When you do those types of things, what you're saying is we're going to replace it with somebody better.
Yeah.
Right. And that's where the draft comes in. We've talked about the tight ends that we expect to be picked or where kind of the range they can pick. We've talked about the wide receivers in previous episodes of this segment here. All I know is do not waste a draft pick unless it's a seventh rounder on somebody you love on a quarterback, because you have Andy Dalton, you have Bryce Young, you should be good to go. But think of
there's
Bryce
a veteran journeyman that's out there. To me, you shouldn't draft a QB. It's a waste.
But you should be thinking about quarterback every step of the way. You should be thinking about the quarterback. I talk a lot about how quarterbacks need different skill sets, right? If you look at Aaron Rodgers, he throws the best back shoulder to a covered receiver that we've ever seen. Some quarterbacks aren't great with that timing. Devontae Adams works better with Aaron Rodgers. Garrett Wilson works better with Aaron Rodgers than he would with other quarterbacks. Find out what it is that Bryce Young does really well, then go get the receivers that do that. And as I've said, looking back at his time at Alabama, he likes guys that get separation downfield. He likes throwing the deep ball. He likes the way Jameson Williams played at Alabama. So, right, and this is kind of the obvious example. Xavier Worthy from Texas, he runs the world's fastest 40-yard dash. Not the world's fastest, the combine's fastest 40-yard dash. That might be someone that fits if you can make a play for him. He probably won't be there, but if he is, I think you pounce on that.
I know a lot of people are loving on Xavier Leggett from South Carolina.
Yards after the catch guy.
Yes.
And
with big body, speed as well, because he ran like a 4.39, mm-hmm. I think it was. He's 6'1", 210.
He's getting compared physically to A.J. Brown, which – is like when right. somebody's describing like how somebody looks, like, oh, the guy he kind of looks like Brad Pitt. It's like, but peak Brad Pitt. It's like, oh,
still good looking guy though.
It's like you're gonna compare me physically to AJ Brown, appreciate you.
Yeah.
You know, AJ Brown looks like he's out of shape only when standing next to DK Metcalf. They played in college together.
Yeah,
there's
did.
Legendary pictures, like 12 abs between the two of them, or each of them.
Yeah.
What I'm getting at here is you're going to have options there. Pick the ones that fit Bryce Young, right? Even if you're not drafting a quarterback, you want to be thinking about quarterback with most of your draft picks. And that's the Panthers' challenge, I guess, for this year's draft. Thank you for listening to the Best of the Drive podcast. I'm Tim Donnelly here with Coach Pete of Capital Financial Advisory Group. Coach, is it still true that $1 million is enough to retire on?
Tim, maybe and maybe not. The most important thing is to get a real plan that gives you income you never outlive. We'll give that away to the next 10 people. Call right now.
The number to call, 800-691-3215. Text Tim to 600-700 if you're interested in texting. Once again, that phone number is 800-691-3215 or text Tim to 600-700 for that deal.
All right, let's talk a little hockey. Let me ask. Start with the owner here. Business good?
Sure. Yes. Yeah. Well, it's been pretty good. It's a good year.
It has been a good year. How have you dealt with the fact that at the beginning of the season the team was the favorite, and then as we got back to the playoffs, again the team is the favorite? Does that make you more nervous, or can you even possibly be more nervous than you normally are before any game?
Yeah, I don't know. I hadn't thought about it like that. It's probably about the same. You're right. There's always a chance you could lose, and
right.
That chance is what makes you nervous, right?
Now you know this as well or better than anybody, Justin. It doesn't make a difference how good you are. The first round of the NHL playoffs, Rod said to me the other day that it's the toughest round to win. What do you think about just round one? How do you approach it? Because it really doesn't matter. You could lose.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if I disagree or agree with that. People expect the first round to be hard, right? It's not that makes any round less hard. It just everybody's usually pretty healthy. But you know, to kind of go back what Tom was saying, you know, are you nervous that you may lose? Yeah, you might lose, but a lot of luck goes into it as well. And the luck part, I mean, being healthy. You know, you can see last year we weren't very healthy. Obviously, we had Jesper Fast out, but that's one guy on our team. And with the depth we have, we're able to overcome that. But being healthy going to the playoffs is such a big tool to have and such a big benefit for us having our full complement of players.
Is that luck? Is it in a way? Is
a
it
little
luck?
Bit? A little bit, yes. It comes down to it. Absolutely. Obviously, taking care of yourself and stretching and doing preventative stuff is very important.
Right.
But you know, there's the freak accidents that happen. It's hockey. It's a fast sport. Everybody knows that, and you can get hurt when it's not really your fault. So I'm happy with the way we're coming in. I'm happy we won the first game, but I know we have a long way to go.
Oh my gosh, one of 16 wins that you're trying to get. And they're all difficult. Man, and I'm going to direct this to you, Tom. I've been wrong about two major things this year about this team. In the offseason, I'm like, come on, they're not going into free agency. That's not what they do. And then Michael Bunting and Dmitry Orlov. And then at the trade deadline, when all the stuff about Jake Gensel's hitting, I'm like, people, the Hurricanes don't do rental players. Like, what are we doing? 0-2. So I could be wrong. I could be wrong tonight. Walk me through the philosophy about why you thought this was the year to, A, delve into free agency, and because there's no guarantees that Jake will be here next year, and to do something like that at the deadline.
You know, the free agency, as long as we can get shorter-term contracts, mm-hmm. we're always in the middle of it.
It's just, okay.
It's just if someone gives a contract that buys years that won't help us.
Mm-hmm.
Give us enough value, then that's why we don't do it. It's not that we're anti-free agency. It's just sometimes at the age that players hit free agency
mm-hmm.
and the amount of term they get, it's hard to make that work with a salary cap. And then on the trade deadline, I mean, look, we were fortunate that we had an extra pick.
Right.
You know, I believe you got to keep your picks, and that's how you find some of the guys we find. And usually when there's rental players, they're not like this guy, right? He's just a little better than most of them. So it's a lot of times you're paying a similar price. We'd rather pay more and get the best than get something pretty good and pay a lot. So I'll pay more than a lot to get the best.
Have you thought about Jake next year?
I don't think Don's talked to them just because it was also rushed and
kind of a difficult time of the year to do it.
Yeah, and it's... We have so many free agents. It's just time to. There'll be time to do that in later.
There's a lot of free agents. You have you guys are going to have a very busy, and not a lot of time to do it, based on hopefully playing all the way into the end of June.
Yeah, I mean, I think one of the best things for free agents is to just present them what we are, right?
Mm-hmm.
And time really, you know, the better we play, the further we play. The more players get to know the area, mm-hmm. get to know the players on the team, get to know the coach, the management, everybody in the Hurricanes family, that will give them a better opportunity and give us a better opportunity to re-sign them if potentially there's something to fit. So, you know, when you say you don't want to rush into it, right, you want to give them a good opportunity to see what we have to offer too, and I think it's pretty darn high.
Sebastian Aho, you got here and you knew he was going to be the face. You played with him, Justin. How much better is he today than he was 5 years ago?
Well, I didn't know that first year. when I was watching.
You told me you did.
No, when I was watching his first year before I bought the team,
okay,
I wasn't sure if he was just a really good player on a bad team. And that's scary, right? Like, he's getting all this because he's getting every opportunity, but if he had better players around him, he wouldn't get those opportunities. So he's definitely better than I initially thought. Now, after the first year, that second year, the first year when they made the playoffs, then you knew, right?
Right.
You know, but yeah, that first year when you're playing on a bad team and you're a really good player, it's hard to know if you're just getting that opportunity because there's nobody better.
And somebody's got to score goals.
Someone does. All the teams score 2.5 goals a game.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So, I mean, Sebastian has been such an awesome – it's been really cool to watch his development come from just coming in, being a player, and just slowly, gradually taking the steps that he's taken, not only on the ice. He's such a leader in the dressing room, mm-hmm. too. And the way he plays, demand to be better. And when you see that from your best players, I mean, your best players have to be your best workers. And we have that, right? And that's how you develop the culture, blah, blah, mm-hmm. blah. You hear Roddy talk about it all the time, right? So watching him play in practice and watching him play during the game, watching how much he cares, watching how much he has taken on a leadership role on this team, really has been special to watch his development from a young player to a young star in this league. And you know, eventually, I'm sure, one day a captain.
Yeah, if the other captain just doesn't stop playing. Jordan's still, I mean, he's not playing as much time as he was 2 years ago. But when he's on his game, would you want to play? You've played against him. Would you want to play against
him? No, people still, I mean, listen, we try to match lines and they try to get away from it still.
Right.
If they enjoyed playing against Jordan, they would say, you want Jordan against him? Fine. Then just leave him out there. But teams try to get away from that. And that's just a tribute to how he is. And I just saw him this morning and he looks as trim as ever and ready to go.
Here's the thing. Your 1 year as captain took a lot of pressure, I thought, off Jordan. I think he is a better captain now than he was, because he was the captain before, the year before. It was kind of weird. We had two for whatever reason. This is a very strange year. But I thought Jordan.
And neither was him. That's even better.
you and Justin and I had a conversation about that. The whole thing was weird. But I think he is more comfortable with who he is as a player and a person. And to me, it's hard to be the captain and an effective one unless you are. And I just think his leadership is just awesome.
I agree. I think it's hard because there's a difference between the most talented or the best player and the most important player.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes, you know, obviously we're lucky to have both, I think. So,
all right, let me dig in. We'll spend a couple more minutes. We'll dig in on this series. I'll go to you, Justin, for the hockey part of this. The Islanders are going to play a certain way. I don't know if that they actually played that way on Saturday night. I thought Carolina might have been even a little bit more physical than New York. How do you prepare for what the Islanders probably need to bring to get back in the series? Or not to get back. It's only 1-0.
Yeah, I mean, I think they played well. I think, you know, what teams look at is obviously we had a very good season in terms of special teams, right? So, you know, if they want to run around and do things and try and get us off our game physically or mentally and end up in the penalty box, it's probably not great for them. You know, our power play has looked really good. It's done it all year. Our penalty has done really well all year too. So obviously they're looking for holes and looking for things that they can fix, but they're going to play hard. I mean, they're going to play extremely hard. It's the playoffs. I mean, these are great players in that team as well. And, you know, I think they give up a little bit more than what they used to give up. But they have talented players who can put the puck in the net as well. So this is going to be a long series. You got to go into everyone expecting seven. And I know we in our dressing room, we expect that. And they're ready for it if they have to go.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.